are a lot of obviously crucial moments in this game, especially late. You have the bases loaded, no outs in the 10th, and that line drive, is that kind of what you go back to, is a big part of the game?
Yeah, I mean, there's a, in a close game like that, there's a lot of stuff you can go back to. You know, like Kyle's error in the outfield, like that. Looking back on it, hurt us obviously. Like it just changed the complexity of, you know, the base state of the runners. You know, put a little more pressure on Shane. But yeah, and with the bases loaded right there, yeah, that line drive double play, like that hurt a lot.
I know you don't look at moral victories, but you guys played a really good team. Really close the whole weekend. Mm-hmm. Something there.
Yeah, I mean it was a hard fought series on both sides. I mean all three games could have went either way. But yeah, I mean we have a tough time figuring out Lopez today. You know, he's a really good pitcher, but our guys stayed with it. I mean, Shane, you know, he threw way more pitches than he should have. He kept us in it. And then Walker was outstanding. Nunez held down his hitting. And then Al, I mean, he's the unsung hero of our team. What he can do and come in spots like that. And I think he had like 16 or 17 days in between appearances and to keep us close. And it was great. Wellesley and Kith threw the ball well. And yeah, it's one of those things where, yeah, moral victory, but also, you know, we want the real victory.
Obviously, the catching injuries, you know, came at a difficult time, you know, together, and both on the guy at the same time. How challenging has it been, you know, not getting much offense from the catching position right now with Buff and Trump?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where we battled injuries all year, and guys have to step up. Either guys that are taking over that position or other guys on the team. You know, it's like I said before, with when we had injuries before, no one feels bad for us, no one feels sorry for us. We have to keep on moving along, and you know, our guys have to figure out a way to, you know, to compete and go out there and win.
Do you want to see more from your lineup to replace that production?
No, I just, you know, it's just one of those things where everyone just has to like step up a little bit, you know, to pick up the slack. You know, this is Atlanta has some real arms, you know, coming out of the pen. The starters, like it was really tough to navigate offensively, but our guys did enough. And those are the games where when you face tough pitching, you're not always going to put up, you know, 7 runs a game. You're going to have to find a way to scrap and claw and to win those, you know, the 3-2 games, 4-3 games. And we've shown we can do that. Also, you know, there's definitely room for improvement.
Is there consideration to play for one and go for the tie in that spot with the bunt for Kobe, or in that spot because you need, you know, you're looking to win, you're looking for a lot more tonight?
Yeah, Kobe bunting would not be the best position for him to succeed.
You touched on it in the second game, but Suarez, his first appearance since July 8th, I think. What's going into
his lack of usage?
Yeah, just from your perspective, you know, obviously the All-Star break in between there, but I believe his first appearance in 3 weeks, obviously not ideal, but came in and, you know, 2 scoreless innings today.
Yeah, he's a bulk guy, innings eater.
So I guess what's going into you not using him for the mess?
We haven't had the game state to use him.
What went into Boz's kind of inability to keep the pitch count down?
Yeah, I mean, he had to get a few more outs than what he should. And also, you know, he was grinding through it. You know, he wasn't as sharp as he usually is. You know, there was a lot of accounts he was, you know, the accounts he was falling behind on, you know, early in the game. You know, he weathered the storm the best he could and kept us in it, but yeah, he just wasn't as efficient as he usually is.
On a positive, you talk about Pete Alonso's home run and how that kind of sparked you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you're getting shut out pretty much the whole game, you know, still a two-run game. You know, so at some points it felt like the separation was larger, but, you know, Pete putting the ball in the seats, you know, now you're within one, and now you can just scrap and claw to see if you can get another one. So that was a huge swing by Pete.
Yeah,